This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Mike Bernard is an analytical strategist helping churches, mission organizations, and you and I to understand the season that we live in. Mike, good morning. Like hanging out with you on a Monday.
Yes, good morning, Brad. And I hear you've got some lovely rain falling there in your side of the valley.
Oh, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you're listening to the thunder and seeing everything lit up by the lightning, a little bit catching me by surprise. But when I heard the rain falling, I thought, hey, yeah. Mike, isn't that exactly what we need right now? Of course, I did waste some of my time watering the garden a bit yesterday. But anyway, yeah. We won't go there.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Good morning, Brad. Lovely to chat to you again.
Just as we touch base, as we do every single Monday, what's on your radar this morning of what's happening out in the news?
Yeah, Brad, a little bit different approach this morning. I want to embark sort of on an ethical and moral imagination. I don't know how many listeners are really interested in the Super Bowl in America. But this really got my attention this past weekend. We lived in America for about 2 years, and sure, this is just like the major global earthly event. You know, every year in America is the Super Bowl. This morning, it's not about a guilt trip, but I really pray that it will awaken something in our hearts. It speaks to our intention and our attention. You know, intention to walk with a purpose. And our attention to walk with an awareness. So last night, the Seattle Seahawks and the Patriots played in the Super Bowl, the 60th Super Bowl. The Patriots won 29-13, which is not really relevant this morning. But I want to talk a little bit about watching the game in the stadium. Brad, listen to this. The cheapest ticket to go and visit, to go and watch the Super Bowl, in Santa Clara last night in California, the cheapest ticket way in the corner of the stadium was 65,000 rand. That's the cheapest ticket to get into the stadium. The club, VIP, which obviously includes some amenities, just the ticket for the evening was 1.8 million rand.
What?
Now, Brad, this, you know, when I read these numbers, it does something to my heart this morning, especially after you visit the refugees in the refugee camps in Lebanon, and you go to Syria and you see the heartache and you hear about Gaza. And just to put this in perspective, the World Food Program estimates that it costs about 8 rand per meal to provide a basic emergency food assistance to people that are starving.
Yes.
So for one cheap ticket, way up in the corner, 7,500 people could have been fed. Now,
wow.
I'm not trying to place a guilt trip on anybody, and I'm not trying to say we need to, you know, measure everything we do economically. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, as Christians, we need to walk intentionally. We need to walk with a purpose. We need to walk intentionally with an awareness, to say to one another, what I do in life have consequences. The way I spend my wealth, my abundance, have consequences. So, you know, in South Africa, the average monthly household food basket for a low-income family is about, and this is for a month, is about 5,400 rand. So you can just imagine that the cheapest Super Bowl ticket could cover 13 to 14 months of food for a struggling household.
Sure.
This is just amazing, Brad, if we think. So the imagine, you know, the ethical and moral imagination this morning is, imagine before you, as a listener, two stadiums. The one stadium roaring with 70,000 voices. You know, the ball is being kicked around for 4 hours, and then everybody goes home.
Yeah.
And that's it. And there's another stadium, also filled with 70,000 voices. But there's no noise. There's no lights. There's just silence and need, and people just begging for a meal. And Brad, I've met them. That I don't talk theoretically this morning. I've met them. I've sat with them. I've cried with them. And I said, I just pray, Lord, help us as humanity to start walking intentionally. Lord, help us as a church to start walking intentionally. What do we spend our money on? And I'm not saying we should, you know, stop doing everything that we like and just start feeding the poor. That's not what I'm saying this morning. But I'm saying there's got to be an intentional purpose in how we look at the world around, because as Christians, Brad, we exist. We are designed as Christians. As a church, we are designed for a season like this. We exist for a time such as this. And we need to be so intentional and attentional in how we spend our time, how we spend our money, and how we look at the people around us.
Now, that's so powerful. I think you and I touched base, I think was it after the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix as well, we were just talking about the opulence.
Yeah.
And I was reading, I don't know how accurate this is, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. This organization had put a number on what it would cost, in the simplest forms, to be able to feed everybody who's considered to be hungry without food. This was just, I think this was kind of a guesstimate on their part, but it did put things into perspective. They said, if we could look at the number of what it would take to cure world hunger, they compared it to what Americans spend per annum on ice cream. Just that number of what people in the US spend on ice cream is equivalent to the number that they believe would help to end world hunger. Now, whether or not that's 100% accurate, I think it'd be pretty darn close. But it does put things into perspective. Again, we don't stop doing anything, but we are also responsible as believers for what's going on out there in the world. And if we're happily living our lives and we're not making a contribution to make the world better, maybe it is time for a bit of serious introspection and saying, if we're blessed to be a blessing, geld wat nie beweeg nie raak vrot. So we need to be doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, we can say, speak about this, and then we can all tell the story around the water cooler at work. But if we don't do something, Mike, then it's all just talk again.
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. I just think it's time for the church to wake up. You know, we cannot approach the season with a this doesn't affect me attitude, because as Christians, we exist. I mean, we are light and salt, and Jesus was very clear. You know, if salt loses its flavor, it's thrown outside and trampled upon. And if we as a church in South Africa lose our flavor, and the Lord talks about flavor, not about judging people. It talks about flavor, making things sweet, giving the Christ-like attitude as we move in this country. Let people be drawn into the kingdom, not pushed into the kingdom. Let us reflect the Jesus that came to save and to redeem, you know, in his own words, I came to seek and save the lost. So, yeah, Brad, we live in an amazing season. And, you know, the more suspicion there's out there, the more opportunity we have to reflect the goodness and the beauty of Christ. And obviously, you know, we spoke last time about this coat hanger that contains all the laws. And that coat hanger is called love. We've got a glorious mandate from Christ when he said, this is the one single greatest command, and on this coat hanger hangs all the other 613 laws. Love your neighbor, love the Lord your God. So yeah, I think we've got glorious opportunities, Brad. And maybe you've never intended to go to the Super Bowl. I'm sure most of your listeners this morning never intended to go to the Super Bowl. But maybe you are intent on going and spend some money today somewhere that maybe just you say, yeah, I can give it to someone at the traffic light and give him a meal today. Or I can go and buy a meal for someone and bless someone in the name of Jesus.
I love that. I was reading an article earlier about somebody who's going to a local store where many low-income households are buying school clothes, for example, or baby clothes. And you can go in there and they would have a lay-by, and you can actually go onto the website and you can contribute towards somebody's lay-by, so when they go in to make the next installment or whatever, or they'll get a telephone call from the shop to say, by the way, your account has been settled. And I thought, you know, these little things are people who are scraping money together just to buy a blanket or just to get school shoes for their children, and someone can step in and say, I'll take care of that for you. I think these are the things that we need to be doing. You know, we can't necessarily cure world hunger, but we can feed the family at the next door where they're struggling and don't have food on the table. You know, knock on the door and drop off a plate of food. I feel like we're preaching to the choir, but I think many times we get a bit caught up in our own lives.
No, we all need a reminder now and then. You know, and we all know the story, the old story of the the sea stars that washed out on the beach.
That's
and,
right.
You know, some throwing them back, you know, it doesn't make a difference. It does to that single starfish. Can you imagine just going and settling someone account and
yeah.
that person phoning in? Yeah, no, we have amazing opportunities, especially in this country. I'm so glad I'm not living in Switzerland, because they have so little opportunities to be light and salt. We have so many. So absolutely, Brad, what a glorious way this morning to say, instead of going to the Super Bowl, whatever your Super Bowl is,
mm-hmm.
let's go and spend that money on someone today and make a difference in someone's life.
Yeah, change a life. What a blessing. Mike, we love hanging out with you. Thanks for this angle this morning. It was needed and perfect. And you have yourself a really great day. We'll connect again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brad. And to all the listeners, have a lovely week.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That's the voice of Mike Bernard, and you can check in on the podcast. It's available for you later on this morning if you want to listen to that again or share it with someone else.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.